Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
To you, it's another Tuesday evening, and we are live on Joy 99.7 FM. This is Geeks Card with your girl Adobia Bichum. Thank you for making a date with us this evening as we delve into an interesting conversation. And a big thank you to Kenneth, our trainer, for sitting in for me last week. Tonight, we have experts in the house, and we are going to be really helping you listening to me. When I say we are going to be helping you, you know, there are times that you are using your tech gadgets, maybe your phone or your laptop, and then for a reason, there's something happening, you are not very sure of what to do. We have experts, and we will be taking you through things that you can do. Now, you don't have to really be in that state before. Today, we are going to be opening the phone lines right from the start. Our WhatsApp lines would also be open. We want to hear from you. Send us your message, or you can call us if you have any issue. Maybe you have a faulty gadgets line somewhere. We have repairers tonight in the studio, and they would be answering your questions and helping you out. So get ready, call someone. We are live on YouTube and on Facebook at Joy 99.7 FM. Let's all gather around our radios or online while we have this conversation. But before we get into that, let me just share the numbers. The phone number will be 0302-216-541 0302-216-541, and then the WhatsApp number is 055-1111-997 055-1111-997. Geek Squad is brought to you by MTN. A great thanks to MTN. Now, before we get into our conversations and before I introduce our guests, why not take a listen to the emerging tech trends?
My name is Denise Yapoma Eje. In our headlines, X is working on a new way to block links in replies. Also, Samsung is freezing Galaxy Buds 3 Pro shipment amid quality control issues. Google is turning off its Google Shortener links next year. And Google confirms the Pixel 9 Pro Fold with a teaser video. Let's settle for the details now. X is working on a new feature to tackle spam posts on its platform. Lima Owi, an independent app researcher known for uncovering unreleased X features, has revealed that the platform, formerly known as Twitter, is developing the capability to disable links in replies. Samsung has paused the shipment of Galaxy Buds 3 Pro for the first time being. Drawing on the memories of the Galaxy Note incident from 8 years ago, the company is halting the launch of the earbuds to conduct a thorough evaluation and improvement of the product quality control measures. Beginning August 23, when users click on a Google link, they may encounter a warning message before being redirected to their intended website. Google ceased its Google URL shortening service in 2018, preventing new link creations. Now, Google has announced that all existing Google links will lead to a 404 page not found error by August 25, 2025. And finally, in a teaser video, Google has officially announced that its upcoming smartphone lineup will feature a new foldable model, referred to as the Pixel 9 Pro Fold. The company labeled it as a foldable phone designed for the Gemini era in a promotional tweet, highlighting highlighting its Gen AI chat box in the video. And that's it for Emerging Tech Trends on Joy Geek Squad. My name is Denicia Pomaiji. Catch you same time next week.
Back, this is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Brichum. Tonight, wherever you are, we want you to just get ready because we are here for you. We are going to be having a conversation with two gentlemen, and not just a conversation, but then to support you on your devices, especially the faulty ones, or where when you're having any issue at all with your phone, with your laptop, any tech device at all, and you get stuck. Maybe you don't know what to do. It's a good time to call in and ask your questions. I'm going to introduce my guest. I have with me Lincoln Ohene. He is a repairer or a technician. Lincoln, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I also have with me Peter Obeng, and he also is a repairer, a gadget repairer or a technician. You are welcome, Peter.
Thank you.
Thank you for making time with me this evening. So we will start with our conversations. I think we'll just answer some few things that may be coming up or the common issues. But then, like I said, for you listening to me, we would want you to call in, ask your question at any point in time, because this evening is mainly asking for support on any of your tech gadgets. So you can call us on the number 0302-216-541. 0302-216-541. Our phone lines are opened. And also you can send us your message on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. 055-1111-997. If you have any issues at all, the experts are here. We are here for you tonight. Call in or send us a message and let us attend to you. So while we would wait for people, I think I just want to get to know you a bit, at least my guest for today. I'm going to start with you first, Lincoln, and then we'll have some conversations while we wait for calls or messages to come through. So what is it like working as a gadget repairer? Or how some people just know it as repairer? They know they have an issue with your phone, let me take it to a repairer. Or what is it like working as a repairer?
All right, thank you. First of all, I think I'll introduce myself to also inspire others.
Sure.
My name is Lincoln Ohene. I happen to be the immediate past SRC Vice President of the University of Ghana. The good people there.
Okay.
And greetings to everyone listening, parents and then friends as well. So, growing up, fidgeting with gadgets, I developed very huge interest there, and then that is the line I took. And eventually I'm here as a gadget technician. So it is not really difficult fixing these things. You just need to be calm when your gadget is faulty. Sometimes you can do it yourself. I know females who are taking undergoing training from me and then are fixing laptops now. So you can do it yourself. It's not easy. It's very easy and then simple. And where necessary, you don't have to force it. You just have to bring it to the nearest technician to fix it for you.
So let me just find out, what did you do in school as a course or a program?
I read information studies and education, formerly in the business school, where I read BA administration and then Chinese.
Okay, so what was it that made you develop the interest for gadgets, like you said, growing up?
Oh, I started loving PCs from class 3, where my dad bought a small desktop computer for us.
Okay. So why information studies and not something related to that?
I also have a light interest in politics.
Okay.
So I delved into education because I felt the online or the IT field, I have the practical or the technical know-how already. So let me just get a different, you know, field to better
be
myself.
More diverse.
Yeah. So that'll be a bit diverse.
Got you. Okay. Good to know. All right. So, Peter, I think I'll ask you the same thing. What is it like working as a gadget repairer?
Well, thank you for our listeners. I think when I grew up, when I was a child, normally everybody and how, whatever you like. So I just realized that I'm more into, when it comes to the laptop, we have different people, different technicians, like just like car. We have those who are doing body wears. We have those who are repairing screen. We have those who are doing motherboard, those who are doing power. So it's a whole lot of different set of repairs. So I have a personal passion for the, I did architect at school. So I just decided that passion, I can get it into laptop by whenever there's a faulty laptop or a breaking laptop, how, no matter how it has broken, I'll make sure I'll be able to fix it. So through that passion, it just keep on developing till I realize that no, I have nothing to do than to put the gift that I have, which is the artwork, into the fixing of the laptop.
Okay, good to know. Okay, so we have a laptop that we use, and this is our church, sometimes for our projection, and there are times that you realize that you boot it and then it's taking so much time, and I'm sure people have probably experienced this. So let me ask, for someone who is listening to us, when they have experienced this that I'm talking about right now, they try accessing any documents and then they realize that their laptop or their desktop is just acting very slowly, what could be the issue and what can be done about something like that?
When it comes to, we have some of the laptops, you need to do almost 3 diagnosing before you'll be able to get the actual fault. But something like that could be maybe space on the drive when you don't have much space.
Mm.
Or maybe somebody will have a normal laptop that he wants to use it to play game. Meanwhile,
the
video graphics is not meant for game. So there's a lot. So when you bring it, we'll be able to check the actual problem that is making it slow, then see how best we'll be able to fix for you.
Okay.
I think the top up to my boss said, so when the laptop is very slow, it's got to do with, number one, your hard drive. So most of hard disks, research went into that a lot of hard disk gets crashed, and they developed a new technology, which is the SSD, the solid state drive.
Yeah.
That one is very efficient, it is fast,
yeah,
and it is more expensive than the hard drive. So you can get a hard drive of 500 gig storage,
mm-hmm,
which may be selling less, and then the same hard drive of the same solid state drive, the SSD, which is fast, efficient, selling for a higher price, though the same storage. It is very, the SSD is very light in weight, and then once you plug it in, it is like 5 times faster than the HDD. So once your laptop is very slow, if it's not virus or dirt, you have to go to the nearest technician to replace the HDD with the SSD. You can do same for your system unit on, and all.
All right, thank you so much. I already see there's a question. There's a message. Okay, hi, my Acer Chromebook. Okay, it said no display when I put it on. He has indicated the model number there, N15Q8, but the lights are on, showing power, but then there is no display. This is from Douglas.
Oh, okay. When such case like this, I think there's no display. Such case like this, I think when it comes to display, we have almost like 3. Is it? We have backlight.
Mm-hmm.
The backlight is the display will come, but you don't see the light. And that one, when I don't know if that is what the person is saying. But if not, and just display, we have almost like 3. It could be the screen. It could be cable, it could be memory.
Okay.
We have almost 3, the 3 major things that sometimes when you try to check those things, you get where the actual problem
where
is coming
there is
from.
An issue. Mm. Okay, that's fine. All right, we also have another message from Christian, and he says that, hi, my wife lost her iPhone 6S and we couldn't locate it. What was the problem that we could not trace the location? Okay.
Okay, so with this case, I think we would advise all listeners to, first of all, turn on their location in the setting. That is number one. And then secondly, the phones from 11 Pro Max, 12, 13, 14, 15, they, even if the phone is off, you can find your iPhone. But I think with 6, it's very easy to flash. So I think the person, we are sorry for the loss, but should upgrade to the new version that has most of the security features, then you can trace it back.
Okay, so they could have used the Find My iPhone and turned their location.
But 6 is way back, I think 2016.
Yeah.
17.
Okay, all right. Okay, there's also another message. How do I do Microsoft Office use online?
Online, the person should text me 0245052315. I'll send the person a link to download and guide the person via video call. Then
okay.
The person will be able to do it.
The number again?
0245052315.
Okay. All right. There's also another message. Good evening. I have got a new phone today, but after inserting the SIM card, I have realized that the touch is not working. How do I get it to work? If the person got it today.
I think this is technical.
Yeah.
So the person should bring it to the office. Then we check it for.
Yes, yes. And for me, I would even advise that if it's not like you bought it by the roadside somewhere, take it to the shop that you
warranty.
Bought it from. Exactly.
There's warranty.
Yes, yes. Okay. There's also another message. Good evening, guys. The last update of my iPad is ISO 10.3.4. Okay. And then the person is saying that anytime you try updating, it tells you it's up to date. This has significantly reduced installing apps requiring higher updates. Can something be done about it? This is Mohammed Kataman, so Promised Land.
So, you know, with regards to iOS, their security features are very strong and then very high. So if the person is having a clone version of the iOS rather than the original, this will be some of the things that will be showing on the screen. So normally it's advisable to get it from an authorized iPhone shop. Then when you have a problem, it can be solved for you. If that is not a clone version, you know, now we have
exactly
these clone versions in town.
Yeah.
But other than that, you have to visit the nearest technician to check it for you.
Okay. This is a shout out for you, Ohine Lincoln. Okwaz is very proud of you. This is your mate, Bulgaria. You know the person,
I know
okay? This is a shout out to you then. All right. Okay, we also have another message from Kofi listening inside Amasaman. Kofi says, good evening, Geek Squad. I have a Samsung Galaxy Star which keeps vibrating whenever I insert the charger. Even when I take out battery, it still keeps vibrating and it never comes on. What could be the issue?
I think with this, the person should check the charging system, and checking the Samsung charging system, I don't think he can do it by himself too. So I think he has to bring it to the office or he visits the nearest good technician to check it for him.
Yeah, you would need a technician to check that, Kofi. All right, we also have another message. This is from Kwesi Kade. He said, I have a laptop that when I switch on, I see greenish color on the screen before the windows open. What is the problem? Okay, Peter, I think.
I think it could be the screen. You see, with the screen have a lot of colors inside. So when sometimes the screen is getting old or expiring, then some of the colors will start behaving at the time, like coming on and off. So I believe it's a sign to let him know that he should prepare for a screen.
Should prepare to get a new screen.
Screen.
The laptop
lucky.
Is getting tired. So at least it's just giving you caution. Mm. Okay. We also have another message from Carl Dodowa. He says, why does my Galaxy 14 lag all the time despite the fact that I have enough memory? It started lagging since the day I bought it. This is from Carl. Galaxy.
Is Galaxy. Come again with that.
It's a 14. Keeps lagging. As in, it's slow.
Okay.
But he has, enough,
has
memory.
Enough memory.
Yep.
Galaxy 14. You know,
recycle.
Like, we keep mentioning, If he bought it in an office, an authorized Samsung office, then you have to send it back. That is, there is warranty. And most often, people don't read the terms of warranty. They just hear there's warranty on this product, so they just buy it. So you have to know what the warranty entails. Sometimes the warranty is on the charger, sometimes the warranty is on the battery, then they replace it for you.
Let me add something. Okay. I think, I don't know if he normally visits his recycle bin, because sometimes that side also takes space. So if he is still not getting space, he can go and delete whatever he has there and see.
Okay. So when you delete some things, yeah, just check and see that it's really gone, not waiting for some days before it's...
Yeah, but in this case, he has enough storage. You know, because of the large market of phones that drop in Ghana, especially in West Africa, you notice that people add a lot of clone stuffs. So it's difficult chancing on a quality product from the original source. And if some of these people are promising you warranty, maybe 3 months, 1 year, you have to check or read the full warranty terms. So you bought a good fridge from Hisense, their products are good. They give you a 12-month warranty or 24-month warranty. The warranty is on the compressor, but people don't normally read the full warranty. So
want to hide anything from
when
black
there's
man.
Even when the fridge hits, like there's fire outbreak and then something damage on the fridge, there's warranty, they are sending it. No, but you've not read the full terms. When you go, the warranty ABC is on compressor, so we can't help you on that. Then you see customers will be aggrieved that you told us there's warranty and blah blah, but they don't read the full terms of warranty. So we encourage customers to read full terms of warranty before they visit back in the office for complaints.
Okay, so there is a need to read our warranties. But what you're saying is very true. I think it happened to me some time back. I remember it was my first phone that I bought with my own money. It was Nokia. And something happened. I had to just take it. And that's when I realized that fortunately for me, it was still covered. So I had the repairs done when I took it to the technicians. And at least they solved that issue for me. All right. Okay. So at least with what we are speaking about, okay, there's also another message. It says, good evening, Adubia. Please, my son has recently completed Bachelor of Science program in IT. I may need you guys to give career advice. How and where can he reach you offline? Thanks. Okay. All right, that's fine. I will definitely get in touch with you online to social media handles. Yeah. At Adobe Abridgium, you can link up on that. All right, and then also,
should I answer him?
The
career person.
You can speak to that too.
So, with the career person, I think your son, if your son has completed BSc IT, your son should better himself, or if he has bettered himself well, then he can contact me 02-4505-2315. There's a company, NASCO Feeding Minds and NASCO Tech. They teach and train students in coding, not students especially, but if you have the technical know-how, they train you and they open doors for you to the Europe, most especially in Spain. Then if you go and then you do well, it means you've opened another door for others.
Yeah.
So you can reach out to me. I will link you and we'll get in touch from there.
That's great. Okay, so our phone lines are still open. You can call us on the number 0302-216-541. 0302-216-541. Are there any issues that you're having with your gadgets? We'd like to hear from you. We have our experts here. We are ready to answer your questions. You can also send us a message on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. 055-1111-997. Okay, so while we wait for different sets of messages and then phone calls to come through, I think we've spoken about when someone's laptop is running slow. Now, can we talk about overheating. You know, there are times that you are using your laptop and sometimes you can really feel the heat like from the sides of it. People use fans now because there are stands like that. But what can you do if you're experiencing a situation like that?
Okay, when you're experiencing a situation like that, I think like most of Ghanaians don't take their laptop to service center whilst there's no problem. Without any problem, sometimes you have to visit the service center for servicing.
Like the way people do their cars.
Yes.
Your gadgets too, your laptops, yes.
You should be able to do that because where the fan is, you know, the fan supports the cooling system with the processor. So when there's a dust inside the line to the processing to the processor, it stops. And those who have been using putting their laptop on their bed, see, they will put it on their bed.
Without any stand for a space.
So sometimes we have the air, we have in and out air. The one that push in, the one that bring it out. So when you block the other side, it's reduce the strength of the fan, how it's supposed to work. So all those things will be giving you it will start developing small problems. So, and sometimes some people feel lazy to shut their laptop complete and on it. They always put it on sleep because they just want when they are ready, they should.
When I open it,
when you're ready, no, Papa.
I think but with this one, a lot of workers will be guilty.
So sometimes laptops is just a machine like human being. You need a rest. So you have to totally shut it down for the machine to rest. Then the next day...
Can we be doing that at the end of every week?
Oh, no, it's supposed to be every day. Every day.
Because of the work that some people do. My producer is asking me, do I sleep once a week?
Okay, so if a laptop is slow to... And add on to what he said. If a laptop is slow, you have to... Dust. You know, some people live in very dusty areas or rooms, and then
Ghana.
Their work places to their dust and all those things. So you have to check it. So regularly you have to bring it for us to clean the fan, and sometimes to the thermal paste on the sink, it's out or it's so weak that we have to replace the thermal paste. And
please, and what is thermal paste for someone listening and just wondering?
So for a thermal paste is, it's something just like the syringe that the doctors use, and you see it's something like ash that we have to press and put it on the processor. So if the processor heats up, you add some thermal paste to put it on there.
So if there's a need to replace it, then
because most of the new current machines that are coming, their processor is on board. So replacing, once the processor gets faulty, you can't do anything about it unless you replace the whole board. So it's advisable to keep bringing your laptops to the technician for us to check it, so you don't get into.
And how the thermal paste also work is like, you see the processor, it's like a normal paste, but no matter how the heat is, it's sometimes also cool the processor. It's like even if it's the processor is hot, it makes sure it's have some cooled system in the paste that hold it to make sure the temperature will not go high.
Okay, we also have another message from Ishmael. He said, good evening, Geek Squad. Half of my laptop screen has gone dark, but I can use the other half. Please, what could cause this? using the other half.
The simple answer is to replace the screen. Bring it to the office and then replace the screen.
Okay, it has to be replaced. Right. Okay, so this is also a message that please go over your number again, but slowly. So I think first I'll start with you, Lincoln, and then afterwards Peter would also give out his number.
Okay, so my number is 0245052315.
Okay, yeah, then Peter.
Okay, 0244986622. 0244986622.
Okay, thank you. We have another message. It says, please, my laptop needs activation. But whenever I'm trying to activate, it keeps asking for product key, which I don't know. It says it thinks he threw that away. This is from France.
Okay, so we normally use the cracked versions of our Microsoft Office suites. If we are to buy them, they are very expensive. So in our parts of the world, we normally use the crack. But you have to text me. I'll just send you a code for you to be able to activate your Windows or your Office suite. It's as simple as good morning.
It's as simple as good morning. Okay. So I think one of the questions that we also have is when people experience blue screens, I think we just want to talk about that and what they can do about that if someone is to have any such issue when they experience blue screens on their laptops.
Yeah, okay. So blue screen of death, BOD, that is how it's called. So when you start experiencing blue screens, you should know that your laptop is in a fatal state. Either your hard disk is at the verge of crashing, or it is crashed, or your memory is not fixed in well. So immediately you see blue screen of death, don't force the machine.
So you mean it's in a fatal state, like it's
the disk.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
The disk especially is crashed, is almost crashed. That is if you are using a HDD. You often see that. So you have to bring it, we'll put it in an external case.
Okay.
We'll put it in an external case to be able to retrieve your files. Then we put an SSD for the machine to be fast. Then you
all
can
right.
get it.
We'll just continue with that. We have a caller on the line. Hi, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Daniel, and I'm calling from Eastern Region, Edukrum.
Okay, Daniel. Please go ahead with your question.
Okay, my question is, my dad gave me a laptop. Then anytime I try to open the laptop will tell me to activate the window. And I have tried for several times, it didn't work. And I'm trying to ask that, is it my fault or I don't know how to activate the window or the machine is not working the way I want. And also, whenever I'll turn the laptop, the heat that the laptop produces is very high. Sometimes I'll put my hand to the left side of it, and I can feel the heat high. It's producing high heat. So I want to find out what the meaning.
Okay. So
Thank you. I think
I've answered that already. Like, normally people use the cracked versions, but which is not encouraged.
Yeah.
It's copyright issues and all. So you bring it, you come to the office, we get you a genuine office code or a genuine Microsoft suite code at a fee, then we work on it for you.
Yes, that's very true. I mean, when people are using cracked versions, it is something that is an issue anyway. So if it's giving you an issue, you're better off paying the fee and then using the genuine one. All right, there's also another message. It says, hi, Dokas Akwa. Can you tell Peter I need his number? I want to bring my laptop to his shop. I also find it difficult to use my laptop. Okay, so I think she really has an issue. So I think you can just go over your number. But before that, we have another caller. Hi, good evening.
Hi, good evening. My name is Amdia from Ashaiman.
Okay. Hi, Amdia.
First of all, I would like to ask, is a television to a gadget?
Yes, it is.
Okay. My television was faulty some time ago. I sent it to the repairer and it only worked for 1 week. And it's faulty again. I don't know what it is. It's a Sony TV.
Okay, thank you for that.
All right.
So he sent it to the repairer and then...
The technicians worked on it.
And then it was 44 a week. Well, looking at the brand it's mentioning, is it a current version or is it a very old type? She's gone
off
the line.
I think she's off. So whatever advice, I think we can just speak to it.
And was it power off?
Yeah, I'm not very sure exactly what it was, but office, yeah. I think you can call again. You can call again if anything at all. But the whole issue is that she took it to the technicians. It was worked on. She brought it, and there's also another issue. I think we need more details
this
as to
so
what
technical,
exactly
so we have to check
the
it.
Issue is. Okay, we have another caller. Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Your name and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from King Tempo.
Okay, Collins.
Yes, so I am a tech savvy person, and this issue of getting genuine Windows to purchase or a genuine Windows product key has always bothered me. So, like on my Microsoft 365, for instance, you can get it cheaper on the Google Play Store. But when it comes to Windows, I don't know. You know, the exchange rates in Ghana is so high. So if they're selling Windows for, say, $40 in the U.S. or something, how do I get that Windows in the Ghanaian currency so that I don't break the bank?
Okay, thank you for that.
Okay.
So... It's mainly about purchasing the genuine products. Yeah, I think it's understandable that, yeah, there are times that it's a bit difficult in terms of the currency and all that. But that's what we encourage, that it's best to rather use one that is genuine. We understand the concern, but please, as much as possible, if we can have access to that instead, then
we
use it. Yeah,
it.
And if anything at all, too, yeah, you can link up directly with the technicians. They would leave their contacts once we are through with the evening. And please, I learned that some of you are trying to call in, but then you are not really getting through. Let's, because of how things are in our time, definitely we'll be making time again next week to continue the conversation. So just want you to know this. All right, we have another caller. Hi, good evening.
Good evening. My name is David.
Yes, David.
So please, I have a laptop. So if you have to download an app on it, it's not accessing the app. So it can only install web apps. It cannot install any.
Please, can you just go over that? You said you have a laptop, but when you are downloading an app, it doesn't allow you.
Yes, they said the window that I'm using that is support. So it was using the this thing, Windows 10. But it's not working, it wasn't working. So I changed it to Windows 7, but that was working. I can do everything on it. That's what the Windows 10, I can't do anything. So it was the Windows 7 that installed the web apps.
All right, we would answer that. We have another caller now. Hi, good evening.
Hi, good evening. My name is Sami from Alessa. So, I had a MacBook Pro. Then, my daughter dropped the laptop.
And I'm struggling to hear you. If you can just position yourself well, Sami.
Is it okay now? Can you hear me now?
It's quite okay, but it could be better.
I'm driving anyway. Is it better now?
Yes, it's quite okay. Please, if possible, and you can be in a station position, because I can barely hear you. We can barely hear you. Okay, thank you. It'll be good if we can hear from you again. All right. So tonight we are having a conversation mainly on gadgets. If there are issues, faulty ones, we would like to hear from you. You can send us your message on the WhatsApp number 055-111-1997. And as we said, we know that, yeah, there may be issues that people are even trying to call in backhand. Let's just know that we also have another time next week to continue with this conversation. Now, you know, we all have those days when you are low on everything: energy, time, cash, and even airtime and data. Well, that's why MTN Extra Time is an airtime and data advanced service that allows you to make calls or browse the internet even when you have insufficient balance. All you have to do is to dial *506#. *506#, go through the prompts and select the amount of airtime or data you need. It's more than simple. Doing your favorite things on MTN means you don't get interrupted even when you are low on airtime or data. Please remember, all terms and conditions apply. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adubia Brichum. We would continue with the support for your gadgets. Do stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adubia Brichum. We have another caller now. Hi, good evening.
Yeah, good evening, madam. First and foremost, let me talk about your line. Please, if you are giving your phone line, at least give two. Give two. Some of us will try, you try one, you call, and, you know, there's always something that is a very big challenge on that. So at least give a standby one. And when the person is having a problem with the first one, you can switch to the second. Number two, your resource person or your invited guest, when they are giving their numbers, they should take their time. We all don't have the memory speed. The way they are mentioning the number like this fighter, then finish. At least two times or three times. Then some of us, because if the program is not for us, then we are well off to not to listen. So they should take their time in mentioning the number.
All right. Thank you so much. And so sorry.
It's fine. I have a hard drive, and I don't know when I'm trying to retrieve my. It's just mainly music on it, music. But when I'm trying to retrieve, it doesn't give me the access. You know, it just doesn't come on. And a friend told me that there's a program, there's an app that can, if your hard drive is corrupt or is fault, it can pull your files or your programs from it. For you, I don't know how best that can be. That's what I want to find from your resource people.
All right, thank you so much, and so sorry again for keeping you waiting. Please call in next week. As I indicated, we are going to continue with this session. For those who couldn't get through, you can send us your message on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997, 055-1111-997. So if we can just speak to his concern,
issue.
Yeah.
Okay, I think with his issue, like we said earlier, when it is hard drive, you know, it is very delicate because that is where all your information is stored. So if you don't give it the needed attention to be able to retrieve your files before it gets crashed completely, then there's going to be a problem, a very huge one, of course. So we advise that they bring it to the technician for us to take time, recover the files, and then we recommend the solid state drive, the new technology, which is the SSD. And that is very fast, it is efficient, and then it is light in weight, and it's very expensive.
Okay, we know that this program was for you this evening, and so for you listening to us, if you have any issues, you can still send it through. Like I said, next week we'll be continuing with this conversation, so you can send it through on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997, 055-1111-997. Okay, so I'll just have you mention your number again, and then I'll have Peter also mention his number again. Please be slow about it, and then when we are done, we will do final words.
Okay. 0244 986 6
0242, I repeat, 0244 986622.
All right, and then yeah, Lincoln.
Yeah, my name is Lincoln, and my telephone number is 0245052315.
I'm sure we'll make the numbers also available on our social media handles. Now, attention, all risk and compliance and audit professionals across Africa, are you ready to tackle the challenges of governance, risk compliance, and audit head on? Then mark your calendars. This is happening just tomorrow, and then tomorrow next, 24th and 25th of July. The 7th edition of Risk Summit Africa is happening at the Labadi Beach Hotel. Join us for the 2 days of insightful discussions, networking opportunities, and invaluable takeaways. So whether you're a CEO, risk compliance officer, a board member, or mid-level executive, this summit is for you. Learn from global best practices, connect with industry experts, and discover strategies for immediate implementation. The rate is a cool 4,000 Ghana cedis, and early bird ticket is going for 3,800 cedis. Group discounts are also available. You can reserve your ticket at www.risksummitafrica.com, or you can call the number 0572-760-7472 for more information. This has been your girl Adobia Brichum on Geek Squad. Thank you for making time with us. Next week we'll be coming back again with our experts to support you on your issues. Up next is news by Michael Ashali.